USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with two groups of lawmakers on Tuesday as he looks to get his agenda through Congress. California Democratic Congresswoman Ami Bera spoke before going to the White House.
Really what I'm trying to hear from the president, I'm glad that he's getting involved in inviting lawmakers down to the White House, is what are the contours? You know, climate change is incredibly important to me, so what is it that we can get Joe Manchin to agree to?
Bera, part of the House Progressive Caucus, is the first to meet with the president, Vice President Harris, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. The Homeland Security Secretary is testing positive for COVID. A department spokesman saying Alejandro Mayorkas tested positive prior to traveling. Mayorkas is fully vaccinated and he's dealing with what's described as mild congestion. He'll now work at home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're tired of big cable bills and want to cut the cord, you can still get Newsmax TV for free. Millions of Americans like you are watching Newsmax. It's available on all major cable systems or get it free on major streaming platforms. Watch Newsmax on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and more. Find Newsmax on your hub guide or use the TV app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. More than 7 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. There's no paywall or subscription, so watch Newsmax anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. And watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Diamond and Silk, Stinchfield, and a lot more. Find out why America is tuning in to Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing cable news channel. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
According to the New York Post, plane loads of underage illegal immigrants are secretly being flown into suburban New York as part of an effort to resettle them across the country. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says he's bringing legislation to the floor that makes the White House publicly disclose where flights of illegal immigrants are going.
There's been zero transparency from the Biden administration. I put forward legislation to address this, to force the Biden administration to inform our governors what's happening. Our hospital systems need to know. Are they going to be overwhelmed with people that haven't been tested for COVID that may be sick?
The Republican senator speaking there on Fox Business. Country music icon Travis Tritt is canceling four upcoming shows because of COVID mandates. He refuses to play in Indiana, Mississippi, Illinois, and Kentucky, cities where fans must either show proof of a vaccination or a negative test. Tritt's team saying such rules won't be tolerated. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Republicans are continuing to sound the alarm regarding supply chain issues across the country.
Republican Congressman James Comer from Kentucky on the House Oversight Committee are requesting a staff-level briefing on the ongoing supply chain crisis. He tells Newsmax TV the Biden administration is ignoring lawmakers.
And they never respond when they don't have a plan. We've asked for plans for many things from the supply chain all the way to the debacle in Afghanistan. And if they had a plan and they feel like they're in the right, then they usually respond to us. But when they don't have any idea what they're doing, then all we hear is crickets, and that's what we have in this situation. All of these problems can be traced back to many of the policies of the Biden administration, and the quickest thing that Biden could do to fix the problem would be undo a lot of these burdensome regulations, these unnecessary policies, but so far he refuses to do anything.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida fugitive Brian Laundrie's father got hit with a court summons Monday for allegedly trashing a sign of a protester put on his front lawn. Protesters are trying to pressure Laundrie's parents to help police find their son. Laundrie returned to his parents' Florida home alone in September after he and his fiancée, Gabby Petito, had been on a cross-country trip in her van. He left about 2 weeks later and her body was found in Wyoming less than a week after Laundrie disappeared. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.